To put young children on stage for a free-form dance while the MC makes lewd comments about those minors while they are dancing is unconscionable. Can you imagine any part of our society that could be all right with an adult saying to a minor, "You're hot," with consent, "Can I touch you? That's hot," or "Come out and twerk"? This is what happens at small-town pride events. Flourishing pride events in small-town America? First things first, I stand with any neighbor who wants to assemble with a group of like-minded people, even if I disagree with them. I do not request the city to forbid pride events at City Park for a gathering of sexual deviants who want to sing Kumbaya. However, if they want to put a person on stage to tease a sexual arousal of the audience with children present, I will continue to request my city uphold common decency laws. If the organizers of pride events in Twin Falls want to hold events on public property, they should abide by the same common laws every other citizen does without being shown favor. To put young children on stage for a free-form dance while the MC makes lewd comments about those minors while they are dancing is unconscionable. Can you imagine any part of our society that could be all right with an adult saying to a minor, "You're hot," with consent, "Can I touch you? That's hot," or "Come out and twerk"? This is what happens at small-town pride events. In a recent post in the Twin Falls Times News, it was reported that there is a flourishing of pride events across the nation in small towns. I don't know how these events happen in other towns, but in my town, the growing boldness of the sin of sodomy appears to be flourishing. Of course, the local narrative is to live and let live, and I'm all in on living and letting live. However, I am not all in setting a city up for the judgment of God. In our recent city council forums we hosted in October, we asked this question: with respect to the diversity of people in our beloved city, we want to hear how you would address the liberty of all while considering public use of city property. How would you help our city uphold decency laws in public parks, buildings, while respecting the vast differences of opinions? Take note. Pride events at the city park this past year displayed men dressed in costume, wearing women's clothing, while performing sexually charged dances while children were present. The current city council has a video copy of this event. With a few exceptions, the candidates were not opposed to giving groups permission to hold events on city-owned property while advancing or violating decency laws, or sexually charged dances while children were present. And none of those candidates at the forum who would expect law enforcement to hold the event planners to the agreed-upon decency laws were elected. If that is the definition of flourishing, then indecency and sexually deviant behaviors are flourishing in small-town Twin Falls. Let's be honest. Not all flourishing is good. Who wants poison ivy to flourish? I mean, the whole world wants AIDS to not flourish, right? They want sodomy to flourish, just not the consequences. The following video is not for everyone, and I don't recommend everyone watch this. There may be an argument that no one should watch this, but this is flourishing in small town Idaho. I have a plant book that helps me identify plants. There is a section entitled Noxious Weeds. Included in that section are listed the dangers of not eradicating that poison. If not done soon, the danger will flourish, and in order for it to do so, we'll need to eliminate the good plants in its path. The question before the community is, What now should be done? My argument is the community needs to hear from the church on how to best help all in the city flourish in light of the gospel. The church that remains silent on the matter is like a gardener who refuses to pull up the noxious weeds. The church that embraces and advances the noxious weed cares nothing for those they claim to welcome and love. Now watch this video with caution. May it cause you to pray for your community. May it increase your concern of what is flourishing. And to all of us, repent and believe the gospel. Hey, let's talk sometime. Until then, born again believer, let's keep on walking.